This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the bill passed, Republican Congresswoman from Texas, Kay Granger, was on the House floor saying the United States must take action as the world watches.
As China, Iran, and North Korea watch our response, we must show the world that America stands firm with its allies and will do what is necessary to protect our interests abroad.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk. A search is on in Alaska for a bear that killed an Army soldier. The attack happened yesterday as a small group was taking part in a training exercise at the base near Anchorage Regional Landfill. The area is now closed off as wildlife troopers hunt for the animal. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Police have found runaway murder suspect Casey White, who escaped an Alabama jail with the help of corrections officer Vicky White after an 11-day manhunt. Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriff Rick Singleton says the right safety measures were in place to prevent this, but he appears on Fox News and simply says White took advantage of her position as a corrections officer.
She knew that Friday morning was a very chaotic morning at the jail because inmates were constantly in and out being transported back and forth to court. She assured that the four transport deputies who were at the jail were all at the courthouse when she had Casey White brought out.
A New York City police officer is recovering after getting shot in the Bronx Tuesday night. New York City Police Commissioner Keechon Sewell saying the officer and his partner were pursuing a suspect who tried fleeing. Commissioner Sewell says the suspect then shot at police.
As the male continued running north on Bathgate Avenue, there was an exchange of gunfire between the officers and the suspect. During the incident, one officer was struck in the left arm and the male was struck in the head.
Details are emerging on the killing of a former NBA player. Court documents show Adrian Payne was trying to help help a woman who was involved in a domestic dispute. The shooter has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges and claims self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. We better stop. What's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations and Research, Chris Farrell, joins us now. Hey, Chris, good to have you with us. How are you?
Always good to be with you, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. We've got lots to cover here. Let's start with the left committing crimes to stop the Supreme Court. Break that down for our audience.
Yeah, if you're people that are interested in looking at insurrection should take a look at the real insurrection, which are militant leftists who are not satisfied with protests, but are instead engaged in a pattern and practice of intimidation of federal officials, meaning the Supreme Court justices, and they're egged on by senators like Schumer. Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be an investigation by Congress into unlawful actions and attempt to disrupt government operations. Look no further than the people out in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices threatening them.
Exactly. Well, not only Schumer, but the president. I mean, he's more than winked on this deal and made it real obvious and has offered support to these protesters, has he not?
Yeah, and Psaki goes out in the press conferences and does her little weird soft shoot, attempting to, like you say, do a wink and nod and say, well, you know, we can't be responsible for what individual people do when they come to protest. I point out Schumer because Schumer's language about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, was so outrageous with his explicit threatening language against Gorsuch and Kavanaugh.
Exactly.
When you get out in front of the Supreme Court and you have a militant crowd, you talk about them, you know, inheriting the whirlwind and bearing the brunt or whatever, you know, the kind of stuff you said, and I don't pretend to have the quote exact, but I just remember that the language that he did use, was rather explicit. And there's a lot of maniacs out there, just mm-hmm. like the guy who went out and shot up the Republican baseball team based on his militant support of Bernie Sanders. There's a lot of whack jobs out there that are just looking for what they consider to be the, encrypted, coded go word, and they'll act on it.
It's amazing how they will utilize the words of Donald Trump or conservatives, but they are so incendiary in their rhetoric. There's no responsibility. The mainstream media doesn't hold them responsible. And this is why they continue to say such things to enrage the situation, not to bring any calm or even any due process to what's going on here. I mean, let's not even consider what's happened. Why are we at this point with Roe v. Wade if it isn't because of the experience and the realization that the Supreme Court decision in 1973 was based on lies? And these lies are now being exposed. And you have women and now an increasing number of men, Chris, that believed in what the Supreme Court had decided, and now they're saying today, all these years later, they lied to us.
Yeah, and this is just twisting and turning and taking taking legal landmark legal decisions, which are important and do have weight, and twisting and turning them into something that they're not. And you know, anybody who thinks that the Supreme Court has never erred, has never made some error, need only look no further than the Dred Scott decision.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And which was overturned because it was wrongly reasoned, wrongly decided. And, of course, that famously said that African-Americans, for tax purposes, were to be only be counted as three-fifths of a human being. I mean, no one in their right mind is going to say that, you know, oh, well, that's decided law. That's the Supreme Court. You can't change that. It was wrong then. It's wrong now. And we're coming to that realization now with regard to Roe v. Wade.
So it's okay to have a stupid stare decisis, right?
Yeah, it happens, right? And
yes.
So, you know, this is a case where the facts don't matter. This is raw, politicized effort to, you know, to really just twist and turn the situation for whatever advances individual political agenda.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is that this decision is going back to the states where it belonged all along. And so it's almost they're fighting a fight here that, you know, on false premises, are they not, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing is being done away with. It's just simply being remanded back to states to decide what they're going to do. And surprise, surprise, the environment and the conditions and the politics and the governance of New York is going to be different than Alabama, right? And
yes,
that's frankly why we have different states.
Right.
And, you know, the states are actually sovereign. Everyone, you know, frankly, even the Civil War, really, a lot of people decided that, you know, well, states' rights, is that's kind of an antiquated idea, or the 10th Amendment really doesn't count anymore. And, you know, the states are just administrative provinces. Well, you know, we're not Canada, so that isn't true. The states actually do have their own ability to enact law. In fact, most of the criminal law in the country, most of it, are state issues. It's not federal criminal law. There is federal criminal law, but most of the day-in, day-out stuff is prosecuted at the state level.
Exactly. We're talking with Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch. Chris, you said right off the bat that this leak, the SCOTUS leak, is a revolutionary act against the Constitution, and the leaker will be found. Where are we on this?
You know, I wish I had a firm answer. I think if anybody was really serious about it, if the Chief Justice was serious, this would have been resolved in about 48 hours because, you know, the justices would have, look, the circle of knowledgeability, those persons with access to that record, meaning the draft decision, is very, very small. And, you know, I think the justices turn to their clerks and their staff and say, you give me a sworn declaration saying that you haven't done this, you haven't leaked it. And if you don't give me a sworn declaration saying that you haven't done it, then you need to resign. And we're going to, you know, forward your circumstance or situation to the marshal's office and let them further investigate it. I think even the clerks around the justices have got to be serious because, you know, with this hanging open question, it really sort of makes all of them suspect. And it's ridiculous. I think it's really probably a very small, literally handful of people that are even on the likely list of leakers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably talking maybe a dozen, maximum two dozen people that would have had the opportunity to do this. But I think your point's well taken here, Chris, is that if the Chief Justice was serious about it and he exercised his leadership, I mean, it says a lot that we don't have an answer, you know, all these days later.
Yeah, and this is not the mystery of the century, right? This is a very small group of people, and you know, the fact that they haven't acted very aggressively, to me, you know, it's another one of these loser signals that, you know, the government is just kind of plodding along, and, you know, it'll be one of these passive voice worded, oh, mistakes were made. No, there needs to be actual real justice, and the person that did this should be held to account.
We've got to go to break. We've got more.
And not be turned into a hero by the Bolshevik left.
Amen. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Chris Farrell after this. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Gentlemen, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Chris Farrell continues. Chris is Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations and Research. Chris, I wanted to address your latest release here about Pfizer BioNTech study that found lipid nanoparticles. I know this is a mouthful, but anything that has to do with chemistry, COVID and this sort of thing, I think they're hoping that it's so confusing that the, I guess the everyday American will just say, well, you know, this is beyond my pay grade. I don't want to deal with this. But what you're reporting on here is quite dangerous.
Yeah, and I will be very frank and tell you that this is beyond my little gray cells as well. It is an extremely technical discussion of biochemistry and DNA particles and the vaccines, and I have a passing understanding of it based upon the information that we obtained through the open records request, open records law. Mm-hmm. We made it public because we're convinced that there are smart people out there. There are people in science and medicine who do understand the implications of what these documents talk about. I, frankly, am not qualified to draw any conclusions for you, but I can tell you that just on, based on the plain reading of the documents, it screams for further study,
investigation,
exactly, and public discussion about it.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this to the American people, Chris, you do know who, you know the definition of a woman. So that really puts you up there in the uber intellect just by understanding.
I'm also honest enough to tell you when I don't understand something.
Right, exactly. I understand your humility, and I appreciate that. So thank you. But still, this is something that you can read about more at Judicial Watch's website. And for those of you that do have the gray matter in the cellular makeup to understand this, but on its face, boy, this is these are things that were talked about early on when these pharmaceuticals started coming forth, regarding COVID vaccines and vaccinations, and the things they said on the surface that those conversations were negated. We were told move on. There's nothing here. Now we're realizing there may be something here. And to your point, this is why it does demand further study, does it not?
It does. It reminds me, there's always this joke where it says, you know, quote, shut up, comma, close quote, he explained. And that's what the American public has been told. When you ask a question, you're told to shut up and just, you know, you put your nose, you know, back to the grindstone and don't ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of how the American public, I believe, has not been given full, complete, you know, information. And so now it's dribbling out over time. We're going to learn more, and I encourage people not to shut up. I encourage them instead to go ahead and ask lots and lots of questions and keep pushing for the truth, because eventually it'll all come out.
Well, because it's all about informed consent, isn't it, Chris? I mean, what happened to informed consent, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and the ability. I'm also highly amused that all the people that are now protesting about Roe v. Wade did not a peep out of their mouths about COVID vaccine mandates, right?
Mm.
What happened to the My Body, My Choice crowd when it came to COVID, right? They suddenly got laryngitis.
Exactly. Well, and this is what really nullifies their argument anymore. And of course, you know, I still am challenged. I got to tell you, Chris, to be honest, and I know this is dainty, but, you know, when a woman makes a choice to begin with, to be involved with somebody intimately, it's like, well, you know, is your choice then subordinated because your choice resulted in the birth, well, in the fertilization of an egg that's going to lead to the birth of a child unless it's aborted? So even on the face, I mean, I would think that, you know, that argument of, you know, my body might, you already made a choice. You know, does that make sense?
As you alluded to, this is the area of thin ice that we all must be very careful about, because there are instances where women have been subjected to violence.
Yes.
And it's not an open, clear choice.
So I agree 100% with that. But even Guttmacher, that does research on this, and of course we know the research isn't total, even the 63 million babies that have been aborted, we're not even counting the babies that have been aborted via abortifacients, but 63 million is a rough estimate. When you ask the question, okay, here it was, the decision for Roe v. Wade was supposed to be rare and safe. And the evidence shows that 63 million babies being aborted, not so rare. And so And when you look at all the women that have been harmed by abortion, not so safe either. And then when you say, well, what about the women who were subjected to a rape? How many are we talking about? Well, according to Guttmacher, we're talking less than 1%, if I'm reading these numbers correctly. So I understand the 1%. And my goodness, I think for any woman, and we know anecdotally, there have been women who have been raped and have continued on by the grace of God with a pregnancy. And I, you know, that's an incredible amount of courage. And on the other side, the children who were able to realize that gift of birth and life. Well, I'll tell you, the stories that come out, Chris, are phenomenal. I mean, I met with one gal that was the result of a rape. Her mother, of course, and her family wanted and thought about abortion. They chose life. The woman has gone on to become an attorney, and she's very successful in what she has contributed to society. Now, that's one story, but there's many more like that. And these are individual stories and individual choices that, you know, for that I support. But when you are supporting a choice that says, okay, I just want to abort my child because I'm too lazy to exercise birth control or you know, discipline to just say no, and you've got these, you know, this empirical evidence that demonstrates that, you know, women are utilizing this as birth control because they've had more than, you know, three or five abortions.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. I always am cautious about the rhetorical jujitsu that's used, where if you don't acknowledge the 1%, then you're attacked viciously as being, you know, promoting something else. And
exactly.
That's the only reason I gave that sort of verbal asterisk. That's the only reason.
No. I appreciate it. And thank you for doing that, because I want to be fair. I definitely want to be fair on this, because I'll tell you, if there was ever a time right now, Chris, part of compassion needs to be extended in an extraordinary way to understand, because women are, I mean, this movement that has happened to bring this to the Supreme Court has been an organic movement from women and an increasing number of men of realizing the truth of abortion. And you can't help but have your heart broken when you hear their stories. So thank you for bringing some balance into this. We got about a minute and a half left, and we're talking with Judicial Watch's Chris Farrell. And Chris, I want to touch briefly on this University of Pittsburgh. They contacted the director of NIH, that would have been Dr. Collins, for help with pushback on criticism of fetal organ experiments. What do we know about this?
Yeah, it's horrific. This is another one of these nightmare stories where you know, people were caught doing horrific things with fetal organs. And in this case, and we've had a lot of previous reporting on this. There was a project to work on humanized mice, a lot of really creepy, horrible stuff. And, you know, talking about getting fresh baby parts and, I mean, nightmare stuff. And in this case, they sort of got caught, and there's an email effort, an email that contains language trying to say, hey, look, we need some pushback. We want to make this look like reputable science. How do we kind of handle this as a PR thing? And you can't make this look good, but these are academics trying to make it look good.
Exactly. And you can go to judicialwatch.org for more information on that and all the studies that we talked about today. Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, has been with us. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Let's call it for what it is. The pandemic has changed the priorities for many of us, right? One example of this is new data showing more people are getting life insurance. Joining us today is Dean Cameron. Dean is president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Dean is also the insurance commissioner for the state of Idaho, and he's here as a public service to share important information and to answer questions about insurance. Dean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be with you.
Selfishly, Dean, anytime I hear about Idaho, I think of baked potatoes. The best baked potato I ever had was in the state of Idaho. I just talking to you just triggered that that taste bud. It's just not fair.
So they're awesome. We do have the best baked potatoes.
There's no doubt about it. All right, baked potatoes aside, what is the most important thing that we need to know about life insurance, Dean?
Well, first of all, it's a product that helps you and your family in the event that you pass away early. It's a product that you should buy in order to make sure that that your family is not only grieving, but also is financially destitute. So it's a product to help protect them.
Exactly. So what should someone do to make sure that they're getting the insurance that is best for them?
Well, first of all, I would recommend working with a trusted advisor, somebody who they have comfort with, somebody that they know that they can talk about their own financial situation, and somebody who is appropriately licensed and trained.
Can someone be denied life insurance?
There are certain circumstances where a person could be denied, but it's really rare in these days. Most of the time, there's some company somewhere that's willing to take them regardless of their health condition.
So what happens if somebody feels like they've been unfairly denied? What's the remedy for them?
So that's why we have departments of insurance in every state. And so I would recommend going to the Department of Insurance anytime you feel like you are misled or not accepted or not treated appropriately, go to your state's Department of Insurance.
Well, we're talking with the president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Dean Cameron is with us, and he's giving us the information that we need to have regarding insurance issues and answers to said questions that may be coming to mind. So once you do get a policy, is there anything consumers should do?
Well, the first thing is to look at it carefully. Oftentimes that doesn't happen, but to look at it to make sure that the name is spelled correctly, make sure that the biographical information is correct, to make sure it's the plan that you thought you were buying at the time. And then if you do that within usually the first 20 days, depending on the state, if it's not, it can be fixed and changed.
Okay. And what happens after 20 days? You have to live with it or get a new policy?
No, heavens no. Come to the Department of Insurance if it's after that. If it's within 20 days, you have a free right to look. You can make changes if it's not the plan you bought. But if there was a mistake made, go to the Department of Insurance and they'll to your state Department of Insurance, and they'll make sure and reach out to the company and help remedy the situation.
Dean, this is great information. I appreciate you sharing all this with us. What are some misconceptions or misunderstandings about insurance?
Well, the common misconception is that it's too expensive, and there are products designed for every pocketbook, right down to a few cents a day on up. The second thing is that the second misconception is that people can be denied coverage if they've got a health condition. There are conditions that are difficult, but there are also many plans that will cover most condition. Obviously, your condition will affect your price.
He's the president, as I said, of the NAIC, National Association of Insurance Commissioners, director of the Idaho Department of Insurance. He was reappointed by Governor Brad Little to serve as director of the Idaho Department of Insurance, effective January 4th of 2019. Director Cameron was first appointed to serve by Governor C.L. Butch Otter, which happened in 2015. And since his appointment, the director has been active in the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, serving as chair of the Western Zone. Dean, it might be helpful, too, to tell us about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and how your organization can help us with our insurance choices.
So the NAIC, or National Association of Insurance Commissioners, is an association of all the state insurance commissioners and as well as jurisdiction. So we have 56 members. Our job, if you will, is to collaborate with each other to make sure that consumers are protected. That's our number one responsibility. And secondly, to make sure that the companies that are selling these products are financially solvent so that they're there when you need them.
Exactly. Well, again, we've got a little bit more time, so let's review the hits here, because this was great stuff. And in case you missed taking down a note or two, Dean will remind you right now, the most important thing that you need to know about life insurance is what, Dean?
I think the most important thing is to make sure you have it. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you have sat down and made some decisions. You know, it's one of these products that you can decide what's most appropriate for you and your family. Some people will, the most common thing is that they'll buy enough coverage to cover their debts and expenses so that they're not leaving their family in a financial hardship.
Well, and like you're suggesting, this is a great time to plan because you can have it your way. I mean, in the process makes it to where you can customize it, as you explained earlier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can have right down to a bare-bones policy, or you can have even a policy that has an investment quality to it, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And if you find yourself in a situation where you were denied life insurance, Dean reminded us, there is remedy. You know, there are avenues that you can take, but it's like anything. You've got to, this is your life. It's your insurance. It's personal.
And you've got to go through the process. And I can understand, Dean, for some people, sometimes it gets a little frustrating. We get busy with life and we kind of set it aside. But this is like one of those things that, you've got to put it on the checklist and make sure it's something that you follow up on and get the answers that you need and insist on those answers, right?
Yeah, Bill. Certainly, one of the messages that I would love to make sure and leave with your listeners is that anytime they have a question or concern or they feel like they weren't treated appropriately, please reach out to your state Department of Insurance. Those usually can be found, in the phone book or in online or wherever people find their resources today. They can reach out. We all have employees that are public servants that are looking for opportunities to serve you and to make sure that your listeners are well taken care of.
Exactly. And that includes if you happen to review your policy, Dean says, look, if you do it within the first 20 days, no harm, no foul. But even if you're outside of that 20 days, contact the commissioners so that they can help you with this because it isn't a fait accompli. You don't have to live with it. You don't have to live with a mistake. There is remedy, right, Dean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's our responsibility. And, the carriers want to get it right. To begin with, sometimes things get misspelled or, we see a situation where it's the wrong birthday. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to get to a situation where your family is now trying to submit a death claim and they find out whether the birth date was wrong or the name was misspelled or something. And you don't want to get to that point and leave your family having to fight with the insurance company. Exactly. The Department of Insurance would probably still step in and help out in that situation, but it's better off to catch it early.
Well, he's the president of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and Idaho Insurance Commissioner. Dean Cameron has been our guest. Dean, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
So, first of all, you can go to your State Department of Insurance, but if you don't know where that's at, you can also go to the NAIC.org, which is our website. And there's a drop-down tag that will link you right to the Idaho Department or whatever state that you're in. And thank you for allowing me to be here. And if you ever get out to Idaho, we'd love to fix you a nice baked potato.
I'm going to say save a baked potato for me, would you, Dean? You're on, buddy. Hey, thank you so much. Great stuff. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Thank you. take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back with you, the managing editor of Newsbusters joins us now, Curtis Houck, at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Lots to be on top of, especially as it relates to Roe v. Wade. These pro-abortionists storming the houses of Supreme Court justices against the law, yes, by the way. And Jen Psaki, boy, she had to go through all kinds of twisted pretzel logic to try to defend the administration's position on it and deflected like crazy and kept looking for an exit going, when do I start working at MSNBC so I don't have to answer these questions and defend this idiocy any longer?
Yeah, I mean, you could sort of relate to Jen Psaki in that regard. I mean, it's totally the epitome of phoning it in. If you listen to Jen Psaki from any point over the last 2 days, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is someone who is so checked out right now.
Yes.
But you're exactly right. The logic to defend what's been happening is really something to see, but not entirely surprising because the issue has been, you know, well, they're not physically attacking them, so you know, two thumbs up. And that's really where we're at this point.
What's the definition of intimidation?
Exactly, and that's kind of the problem that we get into at this point, which is, you know, these justices have families. Mm-hmm. These justices, a few of them have young children.
Yes.
They did not sign up for any of this. You know, and one important story that I've seen is with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino yesterday, and then this morning on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts, there's an Obama-appointed judge who faced some threats for some of the cases that she was hearing, and one of the criminals involved went up to her house and shot and killed her son. So that's an example of how real these threats are. You know, these public servants, they do work in courtrooms. Mm-hmm. The idea that we should know where they live is none of our business. And it's really shameful that the Congress has not stepped up to do this because, and again, this shouldn't be a partisan issue because members of Congress have plenty of protection themselves. So, like, the fact that they can't afford that to the third branch of government is pretty shameful at this point.
Is it Congress's responsibility or, hey, the law is pretty well codified. I mean, the Justice Department needs to, you know, the FBI needs to move in quickly on this, right?
Yeah. I mean, Congress can take action in terms of the ability to hide, to back against, you know, the releasing of public information about these justices and where they live. And they can also disperse, you know, Congress obviously with the power of the purse can budget more money for their protection as well to the executive branch to then carry that out. But, yeah, it's the Justice Department under this administration. We really haven't heard anything forcefully from Attorney General Garland. And, yeah, going back to my previous point, yeah, Jen Psaki is out there, has been out there suggesting that, yeah, no, Republicans are the real party when it comes to double standards of threats against public officials. She's still lying about what happened to school board parents last summer and that were in the last year plus. None of that was true. You know, in talking about January 6th again, saying that Republicans are the ones who have an issue with, you know, speaking up against violence, whereas this president doesn't. I remind everyone that this is the same Democratic Party who's had a Bernie Sanders supporter nearly murder a number of congressional Republicans back in 2017.
Well, the problem is there's plenty of hate to go around in our country. And we're not lopping its head off. We're not responding to it. We're accommodating it. The Summer of Love generated over $4 billion worth of damage. Damage also to Washington, D.C., much more extensive than what happened on January the 6th. But the Democrats are absolutely fixated because they were freaking out because you had a million people descending in Washington, D.C., saying, we got a problem with the election here. And you know, they set this thing up in such a way to where they could control the narrative, put it all on Republicans. And of course, now it's the ultra MAGA people as defined by Joe Biden. Right. So anything that's MAGA or ultra MAGA is invalidated. It is today's Tea Party anathema, I guess, or pariah.
It is quite stunning to see, yeah, that they're in terms of their narrative when it comes to, how they really perceive threats. Again, and you point out the top, there's plenty of hatred to go around, and the fact that they're refusing to address this head on, it's not helpful. Joe Biden ran on the unity, restoring the soul of America. We're not really seeing that at all.
Right. Well, maybe after all the supply chain crisis that we might be lucky to be left with only our soul when there's no food and there's no baby formula, I guess. Thank you very much, Joe Biden policies. At MRC, you are revealing what's going on with the three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, in terms of promoting abortion. This is something to note. Again, you know, where the mainstream media is on this. 153 versus 57 reports, pro-abortion advocates versus anti-abortion advocates, if you want to put them in those two descriptors. So, you know, here it is, you know, three to one reporting to support pro-abortion advocates versus anti-abortion advocates or pro-life advocates.
Yeah, yeah. So the parameters for this is we looked at the evening and morning shows. So the morning after the leak of the opinion of the draft opinion, and we went through yesterday, May 10th. And so CBS had the most sound bites with 61 to 17. CBS was or NBC was 53 to 27, and ABC was 39 to just 13. And just really the real framing of it, it was not entirely surprising. You know, on May 5th, we had Norah O'Donnell of CBS Evening News interview Hillary Clinton. Yes, Hillary Clinton to complain about the case about what's going on, about an extreme faction of the Republican Party. You know, and when Hillary Clinton is going out there and talking about the opinion being dark and incredibly dangerous, Jen Psaki is saying we don't know what they're capable of. You know, President Biden going out and saying that, you know, Republicans want to ban gay kids from sitting in the same classroom as straight kids, or that, you know, Clarence Thomas would invalidate his own marriage. This is delusional. This is devoid of facts, divorced from reality, however you want to call it. Unfortunately, we have a news media that many of them genuinely believe it, and for those that don't, still state it on the air as if it's fact
exactly.
To their unsuspecting viewers.
Well, they're being gaslit, and this is what's happening. And I guess as they continue to gaslight people, even if you look at the empirical evidence here, Curtis, look at how many protesters that are out there supporting these, these abortion laws. They've dwindled. They're not to the level. Actually, when you look at the differential and you start seeing how many people are coming out for life, those numbers are growing. I mean, this has been an organic move. I keep reminding our audience, this is organic. It's hard to refute that. So even though you have the mainstream media out of touch with the majority of America reporting more for death than life, it just demonstrates how out of touch they are with mainstream America, because the majority of Americans want life. And it's interesting that you find people who are living talking about death and the death of babies. And along with that, not to enter into the gaslight arena here, but it's not enough just to murder a child. Now we've got to extract body parts and sell them off like, we're selling off used parts from an automobile. And that's illegal. That has been codified and illegal, but Planned Parenthood's been getting away with it.
Well, this all reminds me of how the left has been saying the right is banning books. And the issue becomes, these books that are being taken out of circulation that parents are speaking up against at school board meetings are incredibly graphic in their sexual nature, explicit content for young children. And they keep saying that Republicans want to ban books. Oh, my gosh, this is so terrible. They're pro-censorship. Well, why don't you actually read from these books? Why don't you actually put up on screen pages from this graphic novel?
Exactly.
Why aren't you doing that? If everything's fine, then why don't you just do that? The same with abortion. If abortion is great and it's fine, then why aren't you talking about the procedure? Why aren't you talking about what specifically a third trimester, just for the sake of time here, a third trimester abortion looks like? Why aren't we talking about that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it is graphic and it's gruesome, and it would change people's opinions who didn't know how that worked.
Exactly. For the same reason Planned Parenthood doesn't want a woman to see a sonogram, prior to the abortion, because she would see that here is a fully formed baby, especially when you're talking about the third trimester. And even before then, you see that this is much more than just a piece of excess tissue that is nondescript. Curtis, real quick, less than a minute left here. You're announcing your first annual Bulldog Award winners?
Yeah, we're counteracting the liberal Pulitzer prizes that you so often hear about. They gave away awards for things like January 6th and climate change, so we decided to take action. Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, Miranda Devine, Luke Rosiak, Stephen Katowski, Drew Holden, columnist, blogger, radio host, podcast host, investigative journalism, and use of social media. So all kind of areas that matter to conservatives and to people who should care about quality journalism. So this is the first year, so we hope to do this for many years to come, and we're really excited about it.
Well, congratulations. Check it out at newsbusters.org. Curtis Houck, the managing editor of Newsbusters. Thank you, Curtis. Take care. Have
Thanks,
a great
Bill.
Day.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.